Welcome. First of all, welcome. This is Unsolicited Perspectives. I'm your host, Bruce Anthony, here to lead the conversation on important events and topics that are shaping today's society. Join the conversation and follow us wherever you get your audio podcasts. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch our video podcasts. Rate, review, like, comment, share. Share with your friends, share with your family, hell, even share with your enemies. On today's episode, it's a sibling happy hour. I'm here with my sis, Jay Andrea. We're going to be dilly-dallying a little bit. Then we're going to talk about the women's tournament. Then we're going to be talking about the eclipse. And then ask a very important question. What do you do when your job offers a promotion that ain't really a promotion? But that's enough of the intro. Let's get to the show. What up, sis?
What up, brother?
I can't call it. I'm a little nervous because this volume on my end is real high.
It is. I had to turn you all the way down.
Okay. I don't know why it's so high. That makes me nervous. I don't want it to be distorted. Let me move it away from my face a little bit there. Ladies and gentlemen.
A little better. Yeah.
No, it's not. Every time I raise my voice, it just keeps going up higher.
Well, then give us a little quiet storm.
Yeah, well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Quiet Storm.
Look at the waveform. It looks perfect.
I cannot talk like this the whole time because this is hurting my voice. Anyway.
Also, I don't want to hear it.
What's up with you? How you doing?
I'm good. You know, last weekend, I finally got to go to my first U.S. Women's National Team soccer game or football game.
Okay.
We won. We beat Japan, and
right.
last night we won the She Believes Cup, which against Canada, and it ended up in a sudden death shootout. But the U.S. Women's National Team came out on top 5 years in a row.
Okay,
they have won 7 years. I think the She Believes Cup has only been around for 9.
Okay,
so
look, women's
we didn't want it.
Women's soccer, we do way better than men's soccer. Like, it's not even close.
I don't even follow the men's national team.
They break my
heart. Yeah, they break my heart.
They're horrible. This is an example, another example, and we'll get to one later, where women are far more advanced than men are in this particular sport.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny. It wasn't funny. It was dope that at the game I went to down here in Atlanta, it was over 50,000 people there. It was the largest audience for a friendly match in, I think, like 39 years.
That's so dope.
Yeah, that so people dope. People are coming out for women's sports. Support women's sports.
We're going to get
to that. They're out here killing it.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later. We're going to get to that in the second segment. But, you know, I'll see you in person tomorrow.
Yes, maybe. Because I got a busy day tomorrow, so you might see me.
I mean, eventually I'm going to see you. You got to come home.
Yes.
So. Eventually. And our father will be there, too. It's going to be a weird transition because our brother's leaving. I'm coming there. And our dad's coming there. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah.
Just something we're going to talk about on air. I just now thought about that. If our brother is leaving and you've got something to do, and I might be arriving after you leave to go do something. How am I going to get in the house?
When are you arriving?
It says I'm arriving at 3, but I'm flying Frontier.
Oh.
Right.
Then I'll just give you the code to the front door.
Okay, there you go. Because I needed to stop off at Costco to get me some tequila anyway.
Okay.
Because for some strange reason, they don't deliver a Costco in your in your city.
No, we don't. I got to go there in person. Yeah, you got to go in person down here.
They will deliver alcohol, like if I order from the liquor stores, but they won't deliver the alcohol that I specifically want from Costco.
Right.
Which is the cheaper
version
of good stuff.
Right. The Kirkland Signature.
And we go into look, let me tell you something. That Kirkland Signature.
It's
more than all right. It is real good. Okay. Yeah. I tried the Kevin Hart's tequila, a little plug for Kevin Hart. I am just super nervous at the volume of the sound on this damn mic. I hope this does not become distorted. But I got Kevin Hart's tequila, and it was really, really good.
Really?
Really good. Yeah.
Well, so, I feel like, you know, with celebrities, they drink so much.
Wait a minute. What?
They're like social situations. He has a show on Peacock where they're drinking during the show.
Yeah, drinking wine. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I feel like they would know what tastes good.
Yeah, I guess you're right on that one.
Yeah. I tried actually one of Snoop Dogg's wines. It's called 19 Crimes.
Okay.
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was shocked. They all have it's a list of 19 crimes, like the names of the different wines. So one's called grand larceny. Another's petty larceny, you know, impersonating an Egyptian is one, you know, so it's got to, they're all like crimes. Right. Yeah, but it's actually, it was tasty.
Okay, well, I figured out the problem with my mic. My mic was turned all the way up. So for the first 5 minutes, it is going to be really distorted. I'm going to try to fix that in post-production. Yeah. But I fixed it now, so it won't be an issue anymore. I don't know why the mic decided to do that. I didn't do that, but that's what the mic did.
You might have, because I don't think it operates on its own.
Sometimes that's what computers do.
Not personal computers. They typically do what you tell them.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I told two people this weekend.
Okay.
I haven't done anything differently. Somehow there was a different outcome. So I haven't done anything to my computer to make the microphone jump up to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I didn't do anything in my changing of my sleeping routine to create a sty in my eye.
Oh, you got a sty. Well, that's just dust collecting and under your eye, and it gets irritated. And that's
Not like on the outside. You know how most styes is a little bump on the outside? It's on the inside.
Yeah, most of mine are usually under the lid.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay. Yeah. And this is like the second time I've gotten it.
You realize how much you blink when you get a sty. And I'd be like, I blink entirely too much.
That's like when you get a sore throat and you're like, why all of a sudden do I need to swallow all the time? Do I normally swallow this much?
I don't clock it normally. And I'm just like, or you cut your finger. And I'm like, I really use my ring finger on my left hand this much. Why is it touching everything? Why is everything touching right where I cut my finger?
It'd be the times that you hurt yourself. But no, Gran Camino was a really good tequila. My bestie was over to watch WrestleMania. And I said, hey, let's try this tequila. And the first thing that we did, because you know we're tequila drinkers, connoisseurs. Mm-hmm. First things we did was like, wow, this is really smooth. Really smooth.
Yeah.
And he does something where it's like double distilled or triple distilled or something like that. It's one of the smoothest tequilas, as far as, you know, him and a Rock being like really good friends, he's beating him as far as tequila is concerned, because his tequila is way better than
Rock's. Now, what's the name of the Rock's tequila?
Termina or Termino or something like that.
I think I have a bottle of that, actually.
Yeah, you do. You got, well, I don't know how much of it you got left.
That's always the question.
Yeah, no, because I when I ran out of my tequila, I dipped into that one a little bit.
Terramana.
I be messing up words. That's just what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of your whole thing.
We're going to the aquarium. I'm really excited about that.
Yes, that will be on Friday. I'm taking a half day from work because I feel like it. And we'll be going to the aquarium. So, yes.
Are we going to go to Joystick?
Yes.
Okay. That's like the most important thing to me, right? The aquarium is the most important thing, but Joystick is the second most important thing.
I don't know why, but yes.
I love Joystick.
Okay. Well, we're going to go.
I'm playing old school video games and having drinks and running around like a little kid and be sweating. Look, I had to change my whole idea of a wardrobe coming down to Atlanta because I didn't realize it's hot.
It is hot. It is. It's humid.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Because it was humid today. Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's been raining down here. And then it's like, don't know, 70 something degrees. And so then it gets humid.
It's going to be 82 during the weekend. I had to bring, I'm bringing shorts and a t-shirt. I had to change up my whole idea of what I'm going to be wearing out when we on the scene. I guess we ain't really going to be on the scene. But when we out and about.
Yeah,
it's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's a mini vacation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're filming this on a Wednesday night. So if anything happened on Wednesday and Thursday that you wanted us to get to, sorry.
Sorry.
It ain't going to happen. Because you know why?
We're not going to talk about it.
We ain't filming.
We ain't there.
And this idea, people are like, are y'all going to film in the same place, same time? No, we don't have all the equipment.
I mean, we could, we do.
No, we don't. We've had this conversation before. We do not.
All right. I don't agree. But
I'm not bringing my mic either. It's just too much stuff that I got to bring. So yeah, I'm not bringing my mic.
It is a lot.
Anything else you want to get to on this Diddly Daddling? Anything funny going on?
I think you should have a photo shoot down here.
I should have planned for that better. I'm not in my physical peak right now because of last weekend. I had more chicken wings and wedge fries than a person could consume. Yeah. My bestie made these really, really dope things. It was like, I got to ask her again. First, she made bacon wrapped dates.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, this is really good. And then she made like these muffins that were, it had amaretto in it and something else. And it was really, really good. Really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you can cook because I've never had her cooking before. 15 years of friendship. We've never like cooked like that. We normally will go out to eat. And so I was like, oh, you can cook. And she's like, yeah, I can cook.
Yeah, this is the thing. I don't think anyone's ever had my cooking, like as far as like my friends. So they, because I don't cook, doesn't mean I can't cook. I can't bake, but I can cook. I don't do it because I find it boring. So I don't think anybody has ever had my cooking.
I'm starting to think about it myself. I don't know that I've had your cooking.
You have, because like, most holidays when we were growing up, I was cooking.
Oh, we had a sibling Thanksgiving where we all cooked different dishes. So yes, that's what that guy said to me and my brother. Well, how much mac and cheese are y'all making? And we needed a pan. We needed to get, for context, ladies and gentlemen, me and my brother were at the grocery store. We needed a pan to make the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked one of the guys that worked there, hey man, where are all the pans for the macaroni and cheese? And he's like, they right there. And then we were like, well, we need something a little bit bigger. And he was like, well, how much macaroni and cheese y'all going to be making? And for some reason, for me and my brother, that was the funniest thing that anybody could ever say to us in that moment. It was the way he dipped his head down. And he didn't have glasses on, but picture somebody if they have glasses.
And they're
looking over the top of their glasses. Well, how much mac and cheese y'all making? He had a little bit of a lisp, so it was just all, it was funny.
I wish I was there, because y'all talk about, y'all came home laughing, about like still laughing, and I was like, damn, I missed something funny.
There's another time where I was in Atlanta, and we were at Taco Mac, because when our brother moved down there, he loves some Taco Mac.
Yeah.
And he wanted to take me to Taco Mac.
Literally the worst place.
It's not great. And he wanted to take me to Taco Mac, and it was a late night after we had been drinking and everything. And he was like, it's my treat. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, cool. And so he ordered these nachos and all these different like little sides and appetizers. And the nachos came, and he was eating. And he looked at me. He said, yo, you not feeling these nachos? And I said, no, I'm not getting any nachos because he was eating them all. He was like, oh, my bad. He broke out this little plate and he just started digging in. And I was like, he was just grubbing. And I was like, oh, okay, bro. I mean.
Right. Can we share?
He's like, you not feeling these nachos? I said, no, I'm not getting any nachos. He had to bust out laughing because he realized that he was grubbing too. Oh, my goodness. But speaking of grubbing, did you grub at the women's soccer game?
I didn't because, you know.
I got get you a little something, like a pretzel.
I got a burger. I had about 3 bites of it, and yeah, that was it. But I did get a frozen rum punch, and that was delicious.
I bet it was.
Yeah, it's nothing like going to the stadium, getting expensive ass concession food and drinks, and just having a good time. My friend went with me, because I was like, "Is it?" I just posted it on social media, like, who wants to go to this game with me? And she said, I'll go with you. And I was like, cool. You know, I was like, I didn't even know you watch soccer. She's like, I don't. I was thinking it'd be fun to go. And I said, well, damn it, let's go. And hey, we had a great time.
Sometimes that's all you need. But speaking of women's sports and the great capacity crowd that went to go see soccer, we're going to talk about the crowds that were paying attention to women's basketball last weekend, and we're going to talk about that next.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Perspectives. So, Jay, as you know, we have a new college women's national champion.
Yes.
And it's the South Carolina Gamecocks, Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks. 38-0, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, they weren't the story. And I'll get into that later. But just give everybody a little brief synopsis of what happened last weekend. The championship game between South Carolina and Iowa was an historic event. And it was historic because not just South Carolina finished the season 38-0, but it was the first time the women's title game outdrew the men's championship game.
Yeah.
It was the second most watched non-Olympic women's sporting event on U.S. television in history. Just to give context for everybody out there, 18.9 million viewers on ABC and ESPN viewed the national championship game last Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, mind you. This is not prime time.
Right.
Okay. At its peak, which was in the final 15 minutes, which is the last half of the third quarter and all of the fourth quarter. 24.1 million people tuned in to watch it. It set the record, but it set the record that had just been set 2 days prior when UConn and Iowa played each other, in which there was 14.82 million viewers watching that game. 14.42 million viewers watching the women's basketball game, the Final Four between Iowa and Connecticut. Mm-hmm. To give you an idea, the men's national championship had 14.82. So the Final Four game of the women's game almost outrated the men's national championship game.
Yeah.
So people was outside, inside, all about watching the women play last weekend, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, the NBA Finals in 2023 had 11.6 million viewers. The World Series in 2023 had 9.1 million. So they outpaced the NBA Finals last year, World Series last year, and not to mention the 2024 NCAA Men's Championship. So
they outpaced the most watched, the most highest rated sports on television is football. Yeah. They outrated SEC championship game, ACC, Big 12, Big 10 championship game. The only games that outrated them were a few, basically all the NFL playoff games, just a few NFL regular season games. Mm-hmm. And then the national championship college football game, I think, outrated them. But other than that, nothing has come close.
Right.
Now, why was the rating like that? Because there's two Final Four games. And the second Final Four game, granted, it was later. It's later on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Got 7 million people to tune in. So why did 14 million people tune in on Friday at 7? And then 19 million people tune in Sunday at 3? The person's name is Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin, damn, money shot from half court. Balling out of control, Clark.
Now we already talked about Caitlin Clark and yeah. How we feel about Caitlin Clark. I feel really bad for her that she's been placed in this position as the great white hope. Yeah. She didn't ask for that. She just out there hooping, and she's getting some flack because of how much attention that she's getting. But also, if she's not the best player in the game, she is two or third best player in the game. And most importantly, her game is more appealing to the eye because it's flashy. So like mm-hmm. All the attention that she gets is warranted. But this weekend was more than Caitlin Clark. She drove the ratings.
Yeah.
But as I was watching sports news talking heads on Monday, and even Sunday night, everything was about Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And not enough about South Carolina going 38-0, Dawn Staley being a three-time NCAA champion. The fact that South Carolina has only lost one game in 2 years, that loss being in the Final Four last year to Caitlin Clark. So they avenged that loss last year. And I just thought, like, there should be more emphasis on the totality of the women's game, because there was a standout player on every team in the Final Four.
I mean, of course.
Like, and there's storylines. And that's kind of how, like, Caitlin Clark is a flash in the pan. You're not going to get players like that every single year that get that type of attention. Mm-hmm. But the coverage that she got and the storylines that were created for her can be created for other players to draw attention to other players, to spotlight other players, so that you might not get 19 million viewers next year for the national championship game, but maybe you can get 14 again.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe you go a little under that. Maybe you can get 12 if you popularize is not a word at all.
I don't even know what it was trying to be.
I don't know what it was trying to put a spotlight. That's what I was trying to say, but I don't know what word came out of my mouth to say put a spotlight.
Right. We were both confused.
Yeah, I'm still confused. I don't know what I was trying to say, but the gist is that to put a spotlight on the women's game, because this can keep going. It can keep growing. During the pandemic, there was a young player, I think she played for the University of Washington, that showed the facilities that the women were playing in the tournament. And it was like they had a dumbbell set for their weight room, where on the men's side, because they were playing in the same arena, on the men's side for the weight room, it looked like a regular gym.
Yeah.
And it was like, and even this year, in one of the courts, they drew the wrong 3-point line. So even even still this year, they were not getting the benefit that they should.
Yeah.
And I just love the fact that this is creating a spotlight on the women's game. And it should translate to the WNBA, because Caitlin Clark was just drafted number one by the Indiana Fever.
Holla.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to be watching the games next year. And I'm going to be watching college basketball next year, because I got a new favorite player on South Carolina. Her name is Tessa Johnson.
Tessa Johnson.
And she can hoop.
And not only that, Paige Buckner's UConn. She'll be back next year. She's not, she didn't enter into the 2024 draft, so she'll be back. You got
Juju Watkins
at USC. I was just about to say, yeah. So you got some folks we still gonna be watching.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a point to watch because I'm gonna be real honest. I didn't watch too much of the women's game. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, I didn't watch too much of the men's game. As a matter of fact, I did not watch the men's Final Four or national championship.
And neither did I.
WrestleMania was on. So
I forget you. Okay.
WrestleMania was on. So that's what I was watching Saturday night. I put the Final Four games on the second TV. Mm-hmm. But like I wasn't paying no attention to them. I was paying attention to The Rock coming out with his bell bottoms on.
Not the what?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. His outfit that he came out. First of all, he had this fantastic presentation for his entrance for WrestleMania. A Brahma bull is like his thing. He likes that. He's got a tattoo of a Brahma bull on his arm or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he normally wears it on his trunks. And so he walks out. He has this whole light show. And then he walks out and there's like this Brahma bull that's on the ground that lights on fire. And he stands in the middle of it in all of his rock essence.
Yes.
And then he starts walking out. I'm like, what type of pants he got on? He had on like this. He had on this vest.
Of course he did.
And then the pants match the vest. But at the bottom of the pants, they flare out. Like bell bottoms.
Okay.
And I was like, well, maybe that's because it's going to be hard for him to take off the pants if they don't have the flare because his feet are so big or his calves are so big. I don't know what it was.
Why wouldn't they be breakaway pants?
You would think that, but he's so big, maybe he can't bend his arms to break them away. He was having some trouble doing some things on that night.
Okay. Well, he's getting up there.
Oh, he is 51. He'll be 52 in May. Yeah. And he's gigantic.
Yeah.
And he actually leaned out. He said he went on like a 6-week cut to lean out for this event. But anyway, we're not talking about The Rock. We're talking about the women.
Yes.
If y'all didn't watch the game was thoroughly, thoroughly entertaining. And it wasn't all about Caitlin Clark, even though she did her thing in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, that South Carolina defense was all over her. But it was a good game, and I enjoyed it. And I was trying to tell some of my folks, like, hey, man, like, the women's game was way more entertaining than the men's game. And I had some misogynistic friends, and they're just like, I don't want to see no women play no basketball. And I was like,
well, oh, well you are not in good company because most people watched it.
Right.
Most people watched it. They watched it more than they did the men's championship. So
more than they did most men's sports.
Yes.
The only NBA game that outranked the Final Four game, not the national championship game, was Game 5 last year of the NBA Finals. Everything else got dwarfed by the ratings for the women. So I thought it was really cool. And I hope that this is a step forward in women's sports.
Yeah.
Both for the collegiate level and the pro level. Because, you know, they have a WNBA. And that season is going to be starting up in a few months.
It is money-wise, which is, you know, ratings have to translate into money.
Right.
So even though they did have higher ratings than the NCAA men's championship through the Wall Street Journal. There we go.
Because I didn't know they had a Washington Journal.
I think there is a Washington Journal.
There is not a Washington Journal. We're not about to. No,
we're not going to get into it.
My point is, I got an odd feeling we're going to be Googling enough this weekend.
Yes. Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
We challenge each other, then we take it to Google. But the Wall Street Journal reported that through the tournament's TV rights deal, the women's tournament earned $6.5 million, while the men's tournament earned $873 million.
That was because that was negotiated years ago.
Right. So there's a new deal that will go into effect next season. And it will allocate some $65 million a year for the women's game. So it's a substantial jump, but it's still not commiserate with what the men are pulling in. But that's all right. We're making it one step at a time.
Here's the problem, and I feel like I'm going to get attacked for this one, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, here we go.
Yeah.
You have so many men and women mm-hmm. who bathe in misogyny that I don't think the women's game will ever catch the men's game financially.
Yeah.
On both the collegiate and definitely in the NBA level, because the NBA does $1 billion deals. The WNBA does $1 million deals. It's a dramatic mm-hmm. difference. Mm-hmm. If I gave you $1 million and then gave the next person to you $1 billion, you would look at me and say, well, how come they got the billion and I got the 1 million? Mm-hmm. Like, I want that billion. Well, yeah. You need to get a little bit more attention and you get this billion. And unfortunately, we live in a society that's so toxic masculinity. Here's a prime example. One of my male friends, I was talking to him about watching the tournament. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, the games were really good. And he's like, oh, they were? Was it a lot of ass out there? And I said, what? It was like, I bet they have mm-hmm. great butts. I said, bro, the games were good. Oh, okay. And I was just like, do you know what you did? He's like, what? I was like, you sexualized it immediately when I'm talking about a game.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. I sexualize a lot of things.
Yeah, you send me memes, so I know.
Hold on. I do not send you the bad memes.
No.
if my bestie showed you our DMs, you'd be like, good God, Bruce. Like, there's some stuff there's some stuff I don't put on my stories, ladies and gentlemen, because it'd be a little too much. But I sexualize a lot. And I was just like, bruh, seriously, I'm telling you how good the game was.
Right.
And the first thing you talk about is their bodies. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had said volleyball or softball, I understand it. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Don't at me, ladies and gentlemen. That's a joke. That's a joke. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Go ahead and turn on college volleyball or college softball. You immediately know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to sexualize something, you can go on Instagram.
Oh, God.
And watch that 4 or 5 hour reel that Megan Thee Stallion posted.
Is it 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah. That's how long it took me to watch it. It was about 4 hours long.
No, that clip was, all right, ladies and gentlemen, there was a clip that Meg Thee Stallion made.
Oh, everybody knows.
I'm sure there's some people listening to this show that don't even know who Meg Thee Stallion is. But there's some people that there's a video Meg Thee Stallion made where she's essentially twerking, mm-hmm. but it's a different type of twerk. It's a twerk, 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 twerk.
Yes.
And I said it's to my sister, and it was only a minute long. It wasn't 4 or 5 hours.
It was about 4.5 hours long. No, it's
not. Oh, God, Meg Thee Stallion. Okay, just a detour. Hold on. Once again, women's basketball, congratulations. I'm really happy for y'all.
Top tier.
I want to make that statement athletes. Before I move to sexualizing women. I don't want to sexualize y'all. It was all about the sport, and the games were really entertaining. And me, the old coach came out of me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I see all right, there we go. That's right, get up on it. Oh, she's been like, good defense, blah, 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 split the screen. Oh, my goodness. So it was really, really dope.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that.
Yeah, just put that out there.
Now to sexualize women. Because Glorilla did an interview with Shannon Sharp.
I watched the entire thing.
I have not. I'm going to. You know what? I'm going to download it and listen to it on the flight. That's what I'm going to do.
I literally want Glo to be my friend. Like, I want her to be my friend.
I think she got a boob job because it seemed like her boob was about to fall out her shirt a lot during that interview.
Yeah.
And I kept moving my head while I'm watching a couple of clips in hopes. And Gorilla ain't my.
I don't think that's true.
She has this aura about her. All right, I don't feel this way about Angelina Jolie at all, mm-hmm. right? I don't. But there's something about her that drives men crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't see it, right?
There's something sultry about her and mysterious.
Okay, but and when I see her, I see her dead. And I can't get past that.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I mean, all I do is see the her dad, John Voight, and his creepy face.
Yeah.
In Anaconda.
Yeah.
Okay. That's every time I see her. But Glow has this glow. She got the glow. She got the glow. She got something about her, a presence, an essence about her that is just draws you to her.
Yeah. She's got it. That it factor. She's got it. Yeah.
She got all of it. Yeah. I don't think a female performer has more of the it, more talent. Others mm-hmm. have more talent.
Yeah.
But more of that it than mm-hmm. glow. I've never seen anybody that can just get people to, where does she get hate from?
I'm sure she does have haters.
Probably haters that don't understand her.
I felt like she got into it with JT from the City Girls. I thought
City Girls don't count.
How do City Girls don't count?
City Girls don't count.
Yeah, they got into it online. Her and JT of the City Girls got into it online.
Well, if you know anything about hip hop, there's gonna be some beef because J. Cole, in a very heartfelt apology, said, "I don't want no beef."
Right.
All right, let's just do a quick segue before we move on to the next segment, because we dilly-dallying for some reason is in segment number two, and I don't understand how that happened, but we here now. Mm-hmm. What do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, there was there's been a beef for a while, and Kendrick Lamar came out with a verse on a Metro Boom Future song, mm-hmm. basically attacking Drake and J. Cole.
Yeah.
And J. Cole came out with a diss record, and then after he released it, came out and said, "You know what? I want to apologize for that. I should have done that. That's not in my spirit. I'm better than that." And a lot of people are dragging him for it. I actually sat down and watched his apology, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like a young man that's just like, "You know what? I'm just trying to do positivity.
Right.
And I'm not for no negativity." And other people's like, "Well, that's rap. That's competition." I was like, "Well, I mean, you ain't got
it. It doesn't have to be, though.
It don't have to be."
Yeah, and J. Cole never really came across as a rap beef kind of guy. He does come across more as like, "Hey, you know, I'm just out here doing my thing," like, you know, more positive. So I get it. He basically was like, yeah, like you said, it didn't sit right in his spirit. Probably because he doesn't have any issue with Kendrick Lamar. So
supposedly there's been some sneak disses, and Drake has definitely done some sneak disses.
Well, listen, I don't mind nobody dragging Drake.
I don't know why do people not like Drake? Drake is
a man child. Well, one, the smoke he has for women that he rarely has for men.
That's not true. He is going after men. Pusha T, he's straight embarrassed.
Pusha T embarrassed him too.
Well, all he did was put his son out. And that's, you know, that might have been going too far. You don't attack the kids. That's just my personal opinion. You don't attack the kids. And that's what Pusha did. So I got to question, you know, his motives. Yeah. I know he's a Virginian like the both of us, but you can't do that. But Drake also had beef with a few people. He's gone after people.
I feel like he has more smoke for women.
He's just going after Rihanna. Who else is he going after?
Megan.
Oh, that's because Troy Ivy was his boy and he didn't think Troy Ivy like did all of that.
But that's not his business.
You're right. It's not.
And to insinuate somebody is lying when a jury of his peers.
Hold on now. Going back to misogyny. Mm-hmm. In most cases, women have to prove that they're not lying.
Right.
They're not taken as they're telling the truth. Yeah. That's the toxic masculinity of our society. And I know I'm going to get dragged by some of these men. What is the thing that they call men that...
beta or simps or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me look into the camera when I say this. Please say that to my face. One time.
Yeah.
One time, walk up to me and call me a beta or a simp.
Go ahead.
See if you maintain that eyeball in your head. Go ahead. I got a thing for ripping out eyeballs. Go ahead.
Yes.
Say it one time to me. Please do.
Listen, say it and you're going to miss a few days.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up next week.
You're going to be walking over. You're going to be limping back the next day. Go ahead. Say it. Me holding it down and standing firm and standing on business to support everybody. It's not me being a simp or a beta. That's me calling everybody to task to be honest.
Yeah.
You can either do that or you could be a hypocrite. And at the end of the day, you got to live with yourself. I ain't got to live with you. So I'm going to stand on business. And that's the reason why. So Meg got a lot of flack because people thought that she was lying. And some of her statements did contradict sometimes. But when you're going through a traumatic situation...
Yeah.
That can happen.
And I get her initial thought of like, let's protect these people and I'm gonna lie and say something else happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get that because women have that of like even going to bat for their abusers. It's a thing that we're taught and we're seeing it. We see it in the Black community a lot.
I was getting ready to say that. Yeah.
Where we giving people leeway or the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, nah, this person is terrible.
Case in point, Felicia Rashad still defending Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Girl, nobody asked you. Sit down.
And that hurts my spirit because I love Felicia Rashad. I love the whole Rashad family.
Mm-hmm. But sit down.
Yeah. But you know, that is what it is. But anyway, so I don't know. I'm not upset that J. Cole decided not to continue on with the rap beef. I'd rather them make good music together.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There was very little of me that cared about this at all. So
yeah, okay, that's where we're coming from first. We did not care. We weren't invested.
No.
So that's the reason why we really don't care that J. Cole apologized. We're like, oh, that's good for him.
No, that's nice. Okay. If you want to bow out, cool. That's great.
I don't know who would be invested besides fans of both people. And it was like, okay, you want to prove who's better? I don't know who's better. They're different. They're all different rappers.
Yeah, they're all different, very different artists. So it's really hard to compare apples and oranges. But I didn't care to begin with because it was two people. I'm like, y'all gonna fight?
Well, I don't care. ain't none of them about to fight.
No, so it's none like, I don't care. I didn't care about it to begin with. But, you know, if you get to a point where you like, man, I'm doing this for the culture, but it doesn't even feel like something that I would do. I would approve. I respect him, staying true to who he is and being like, you know, this isn't even me.
Right.
So, you know, I apologize for that. I don't even know why I did this.
Right. And I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
and I'm good with it. But rap beefs can be fun every now and then.
Yeah.
And rap beefs don't come around often. It's not like you get a rap beef every year. They come around about as often as an eclipse.
What? Nice segue.
Thank you. We're going to talk about that next. As my sister said, it was a nice segue. And if I do say so myself, it was.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about this damn eclipse now.
Yeah. That I didn't see.
Okay. We're going to get to that in a minute. But for those of y'all who were living under a rock on yesterday,
right?
It was Monday. You're right. It was Monday. For those of you who were living under a rock on Monday, a total solar eclipse occurred this week, Monday, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, completely blocking out the face of the sun. So that's what happened on Monday. And people lost their damn mind.
Yeah. I saw people thinking they were going to get superpowers.
Well, that was me.
Oh, that was that. You know what? It was you.
That was me.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day.
I ain't see it.
So how come you didn't see it?
Well, because I was too scared to look up.
What, did you have glasses?
No.
Then it's probably best that you didn't have glasses.
Yeah, I was gonna try to see it on my phone, but by the time I went out there, it was already over.
Well, I sent you pictures that I took on my phone, and it came out weird. And they said there were no solar flares, but I'll be damned if one of my pictures, if it doesn't look like a little sparkle that's coming out of the sun. Now, I thought that was Nuclear Man coming down. Because remember in Superman 4, when Lex Luthor, when Superman got all the nuclear weapons and threw it at the sun, but Lex Luthor planted the DNA of Superman with his brain inside of a nuclear bomb, and it created Nuclear Man. I thought it was the start of Nuclear Man coming.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
And we don't have no Superman to fight Nuclear Man. So I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It could be. He could still be on his way. The sun is far.
Yeah. No. I'm going to be no. That's not going to happen. We're not going to get no superpowers. None of that happened. It didn't even get dark over here. I don't even know what. I don't know what happened.
Only certain places got a total eclipse. Here in DC, it was like a 86 or 87%. Most of the people like in Midwest, like in New Mexico, Texas, Arkansas, places like that got like closer to 100 of the total eclipse.
Yeah, 100%. I think we had like 80 to 85%.
Oh, okay, so it was just like us. Did our brother go out there and look at it?
I don't think so.
Didn't none of y'all? No. All right, well, let me tell you what happened to me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't care about it, but go ahead.
So I didn't care about it either. Mm-hmm. Until everybody around me kept being like, you going to watch it? You going to watch it? And I was like, I hadn't planned on it, but okay. And so the building that I had said that they were having an eclipse party.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I went down there because I was like, okay, it is cool. The next one isn't happening. And I'll talk about that later for another 30 years, 20 years. So I was like, let me go down there and get some glasses and then go look.
Yeah.
For my entire building that has 18 floors. Mm-hmm. Okay. They had 5 glasses. I was like, y'all didn't really
come prepared for
this, but I tell you what they did have, just a sidetrack. Mm-hmm. They got Krispy Kreme donuts and lemonade. Now I didn't want none of that lemonade.
No.
And I didn't want no donuts because I've been trying to be good during the week and I'd already cheated enough during the weekend. But I just, you know, I was like, glazed Krispy Kreme donuts, they all right, but they just plain Jane's.
Yeah.
But I opened up one box was like halfway open and I flip it open because it didn't look like a regular glaze and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
What it was a glazed donut, a typical Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Okay.
But they took Oreo filling, like the vanilla filling.
Yeah.
And they blended it with Oreo, like with the Oreo cookie.
Okay.
To create a super filling. They stuck it up the hole of that donut hole and then smothered it on top of the donut and then took bits of broken Oreo on it.
And sprinkled that on top. Sprinkled
it. So it was an Oreo filling glazed donut. And you know how, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you might not know. You can't eat and breathe at the same time. You can't drink and breathe at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Like you can suck. I think you can blow air out, but you can't blow air in or vice versa, but you can't do both. You can't do the full inhale, exhale when you're eating or breathing. All right.
Yes.
I'm eating this donut and I'm mad because they only got 5 glasses. So I just borrowed a person that had some glasses. I borrowed it and it was like it looked like a crescent eclipse. And I was like, okay, well, it's not going to be full for another hour. I'm going to run upstairs, take a shower, and come back down.
Mm-hmm.
I grab the donut. And as I'm coming upstairs, I'm eating the donut.
Mm-hmm.
I take the first bite and I say, oh, damn. Oh, my damn. This is delicious. So I'm biting it And I didn't realize that I kept biting before I finished chewing the last bite. Mm-hmm. And I'm munching and munching on this donut. And then I do one of these. I had to catch my breath and breathe because I hadn't realized that I'm stuffing this donut down my gullet and not breathing. I didn't breathe for an entire minute.
That must have been a tasty ass donut.
It was the best tasting donut I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm a donut connoisseur. I used to eat donuts and chicken tenders every Sunday on my Sunday Funday.
Well, we know you love chicken tenders.
Yeah, what did I get when I was down there? On that Sunday, I got donuts and chicken tenders. That's what I like to do. That's my jam.
Well, it apparently, Krispy Kreme has a new Cookie Blast collection.
Oh, Lord.
It's an explosion of Chips Ahoy and Oreo cookie flavors. Mm. So
it's just two donuts. It's the Oreo and the Chips Ahoy.
Well, there's the Oreo and Chips Ahoy Cookie Blast donut, which is both. And there's the Chips Ahoy Candy Blast donut, which has Chips Ahoy and like little, they're not M&Ms, but they're M&Ms, little M&Ms on it. And then what you had, the Oreo cookies and cream filled donut.
Yep. That's what I had. It was delicious.
And then the Chips Ahoy cookie dough cream donut.
Oh, Lord.
So those are there. It's got four flavors and, there you go. That's for a limited time. So
I'm gonna order it on Sunday.
We're not getting paid for this.
No, we not. But I'm ordering it on Sunday at your house. I know I can order Krispy Kreme from your house. So I'm gonna get some chicken tenders and some Krispy Kreme, and we're gonna watch Eddie Murphy movies.
Okay.
and that's what we're gonna do. Okay. Anyway, so the next total solar eclipse, because there's solar eclipse that happen almost every year, like every 18 months or something like that. The next total solar eclipse for North America will be in 2044 and 2045, or one or the other. So this was a kind of like not a once in a lifetime experience, but it's a long break in between them.
Yeah.
I don't know what my life is going to be like in 20 years.
Yeah, like now, like I remember seeing, what was it? Halley's Comet or something like that. Like that's a once in a life, because it comes by every 75, 79 years. Like that's a once in a lifetime thing. We're not going to see that again until 2061.
Right.
It's a long time. Okay, so like that. I'm gonna go see that. But solar eclipse, I don't know.
So they had newscasters out there crying. Said so beautiful. This is such a magical time. Then you had other people out there, there's conspiracy theories. You said you was joking about the superpowers, but there was legitimately a lot of people talking about these were the end of days. Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted out something about there being a total solar eclipse, and then there's earthquake in New York.
Yeah.
There's an earthquake in New York and a total eclipse. We need to pray. And I was like, what?
Girl, no, that's girlfriend.
Just that's just earth.
You need to pray. And daily. Because your behavior is looking a little hellish. Mm.
Tell
not
her
saying
how it
you
is.
Going. I'm just saying.
You could get there.
You could get there. You could be taking a trip.
But I mean, I guess it was cool. I saw not the total eclipse, but the 80% of it. And I was like, oh, that's dope. That's cool. Like, it is cool. Outer space, Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about astronomy and astrology and all that witchcraft.
I don't think he's talking about astrology. he definitely is talking about astronomy, though.
Yeah. All that witchcraft.
No, that's science.
That is science.
That's science.
All right. So this last thing, a friend of mine brought this up to me, and it was really funny. And you had just sent me a DM about something similar to this. Mm. So I thought this was funny. So my friend works for a company. And they just put out a new job description.
Okay.
And it's basically a step above what he's doing.
Okay.
And so the bosses were like, are you going to apply for this? And he looked at the job description and he's like, yeah, this is a lot of work, a lot of responsibility. I have to also still do the job that I'm already doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't see any compensation. Mm. And I said, yeah, you know what they're going to say to you. This is an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity.
Companies love to say that.
Yes. It's, yeah. It's a promotion. It's a promotion with no more. It's more work, mm-hmm. more responsibility, mm-hmm. but no more money.
Listen.
Or just a little bit of money.
Listen, a promotion is not a promotion if there is no increase in pay.
No.
Period.
That's just you giving me more work.
It's just common sense. That is you abusing your worker.
Yes.
And it's funny that these corporations want you to be a team player when they want you to do something. Mm. But you can't be a team player when I want you to give me a pay raise.
No, they give you what you sent
more
me.
More responsibility.
They you sent me that DM where it was like, everybody's done a good job here at work. Here's a pizza party. I don't want no pizza. I can get some pizza on my own.
We don't want no more pizza parties. We don't want none of that. Pay us. And it's funny because these companies are seeing record profits and they're going to the CEOs as mm-hmm. bonuses and stock options and things like that. It's not trickling down. That's why when people talk about trickle down method, you don't even see that in your own company. It's not trickling down to the people who are doing the day-to-day work. They're short staffed, they're doing the job of two and three people, and y'all are not paying them. And people are getting burned out, and you act like we don't want to work. No, we don't want to work for free, because that is enslavement, and it is frowned upon in this country.
So they're not working for free, they're just not giving you any more money for more responsibility.
That's working for free. Then you're getting, I'm not being compensated for these additional responsibilities. That means you're getting my labor for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. And we're not doing that.
I wonder if somebody, I'm sure somebody's been terminated for not taking the promotion because there wasn't an increase in compensation.
I wonder once.
You got terminated for not taking the promotion for was increasing?
I turned down a promotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because it's not a promotion.
It's not a promotion.
But my friend, he showed me the job description, all the job title. And he was like, in our industry, this position title that they just created doesn't exist. It doesn't mean anything. So even if I had it on my resume and I went to another company, it would be like, what is this?
Right.
It's like, it's not a real thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the position they created was my position. Because he's a manager. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they want to create a position that's a manager of the managers. Typically, like in a restaurant business, you have the manager of the restaurant, you'll have a district manager, and you'll have a regional manager, mm-hmm. right? Like these are titles.
Yeah.
So what they're essentially saying is it was going to be a regional manager mm-hmm. for North and South, right?
Yeah.
The northern states and the southern states would be one for the southern, one for the northern. But that person still had to maintain their regular job. So it'd be like a restaurant manager being promoted to district manager, mm-hmm. but instead of him just doing that district manager job, he still has to manage the restaurant as well. And that's not how that works.
No. But if they can get away with it, mm-hmm. they'll keep doing things. And honestly, they have been getting away with it for a very long time, but now we have social media. And the great thing about social media is these recruiters and consultants and things like that have TikToks, and they're telling you, hey, if your boss offers this, this, and this, but no compensation, turn it down. And you're mm-hmm. well within your right to turn it down. Here's what you should say verbatim. You know, this boss is toxic. Let me tell you why. Bop, bop, bop. Like now people are like, we should be getting what we deserve.
Right.
And it's okay for me to speak up and say, I deserve this and this. Here are the reasons why. Can you meet me there or do I need to look for other opportunities?
And this is the reason why I think Gen Z gets a bad knock from the older generation.
Boomers.
Well, I'm not going to say boomers because there's some millennials that I know too that will. I know some millennials too. Mm-hmm. The younger end millennials who will not Gen Zers when they're not that much further apart in age, right, because they say they don't want to work. And I tell them, I was like, okay, just because you're willing to work on your vacation, mm-hmm, your PTO, doesn't mean that another person's willing to do it. Well, that's your job. No, that is not your job.
It is not.
You need to be on call. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
My paid time off is paid time off. And this Gen Z generation is just like, no, that don't make no sense to me. Yeah. And they are way more outspoken than we were. And they're like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll just go get another job. I don't have to work here.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the show.
My alarm going off. I'm not even going to cut that out of the show. I'm just going to leave that in.
Leave it in.
It's in there now. But yeah, this Gen Z generation is just saying, we're not going to take it. Mm-hmm. I don't know the rest of the words, but y'all know the words.
It's just, we ain't going to take it. That's it.
They're not going to take it anymore. They're not going to take it anymore. Yeah. So when my friend showed me that, I was like, so you going to do this? He said, hell no. It's like, no, I'm not
doing
that.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
I was like, what if they try to, say like, hey, this is a good opportunity. He said, I'm going to counter with show me the compensation.
Yeah. As he should.
Yeah.
As he should.
Or no, thank you.
The end.
All right. Well, that buzzer, ladies and gentlemen, threw me off. So on that note, Jay, do you have anything that you want to say to the people out there?
Marjorie.
Oh.
Taylor Greene.
Nobody. Representative from your state.
Nobody. Please don't. Mm-hmm. Nobody was mocking your faith, homegirl.
There are people who mock.
Yes. Faith. Yes. No.
But not her.
They're mocking you.
Yeah.
Because you got the audacity, honestly, the caucasity, to tell people to repent. You who followed survivors of the Parkland shooting, telling them that they were paid actors.
Well,
you have the nerve to tell anyone to repent, girl, have a stadium full of saints. We're laughing at your audacity, girl. Because my Lord ain't listening to you. I don't know whose Lord is, but my Jesus ain't listening. Or he rolled his eyes.
Oh my goodness. Roni is telling us to end the show.
Yes.
And on that note, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And until next time, as always, I'll holla. Whew. That was a hell of a show. Thank you for rocking with us here on Unsolicited Perspectives with Bruce Anthony. Now, before you go, don't forget to follow, subscribe, like, comment, and share our podcast wherever you're listening or watching it to it. Pass it along to your friends. If you enjoy it, that means the people that you rock with will enjoy it also. So share the wealth, share the knowledge, share the noise. And for all those people that say, well, I don't have a YouTube. If you have a Gmail account, you have a YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can actually watch our video podcast. But the real party is on our Patreon page, After Hours Uncensored and Talking Straight-ish. After Hours Uncensored is another show with my sister. And once again, the key word there is uncensored. Those are exclusively on our Patreon page. Jump onto our website at unsolicitedperspective.com for all things us. That's where you can get all of our audio, video, our blogs, and even buy our merch. And if you're really feeling genuine and want to help us out, you can donate on our donations page. Donations go strictly to improving our software and hardware so we can keep giving you guys good content that you can clearly listen to and that you can clearly see. So any donation would be appreciative. Most importantly, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and watching and supporting us. And I'll catch you next time. Audi 5000. Peace.